So this is from Nikki. And these are the ones that are left over from last week that we're just going to go through. I just finished watching your latest YouTube video on legal fiction, and I am so blown away. Is this something you will be teaching in the group in the future? How do we take our power back? If you don't plan on teaching it, could you point us, those of us who are interested, towards the resources that would help?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of questions about this lately. I don't know if I'll teach it in 4DU. I imagine I might at some point. I certainly have in mind more courses and programs that I'll add to the 4DU curriculum down the road. I'm dead set on writing this book next year though. So I've got to put that at priority number one. But just to explain to everyone where I'm coming from with this, years ago, probably 2 years ago, I was really feeling passionate about the things I was understanding about the law of one, laying out this planetary transition from third to fourth density and all the things Ra says about all the forms of enslavement on our planet that we need to transcend in the exact same identical way that you and I individually have to transcend all the enslavement happening in our mind, right? The collective consciousness on this planet is a perfect fractal, a perfect reflection of the individual ego. So the question is, what is the collective ego? And the short answer is, it's basically all the systems that we have created to control ourselves from. That's what the ego is. It's a control mechanism for the mind. So humanity has created, you know, governments, economies, all kinds of businesses and different structures like this to help run our society. But because humanity is not fully evolved in fourth density consciousness, but has been deeply in the third density, right, of separation consciousness, then over time, this is just what happens probably all throughout the universe. This is a normal aspect of third density, is that these planetary systems become corrupt and negatively polarized and become used as devices to enslave humanity. And so humanity has to transcend its collective ego, which is basically governmental systems, not even just governments, right? But the banking system, the medical system, we could go on and on. All of these systems have become corrupted slowly over time to be these centers of power, top-down pyramid type structures. So I was crying out to God just with so much passion of, please let me be an agent of change on this planet. I want to know, how can I best help this planet to evolve through this kind of challenging period we're at, because I love humanity so much. I love this planet so much. And I want to see us, as much as possible, evolve into fourth density consciousness in my lifetime. And of course, Source has delivered me many ways to be an agent of change in that way. But about, you know, 3 to 6 months after that was when I first heard about this concept of the legal fiction. And it blew my mind, but I didn't fully understand it like most people. It's a lot to wrap your head around. It's exactly like Neo waking up out of the Matrix, right? He's just like in this weird pod with plugs in him, and he doesn't know where the plugs came from and who put him there, and all these other pods and these machines are, you know, feeding off of everyone. And he's sort of like, what in the blazing F is going on, right? That's how you feel when you learn about these things, because you weren't alive as this avatar when all of these systems slowly evolved into place. You were just born into this world. So you just assume in your innocence that this is all the way it should be and is normal. So we have a bit of this kind of, what's the term? It's not coming to me. The syndrome where you kind of befriend your abuser. One of you guys is going to get it in the chat.
Stockholm.
Stockholm, thank you. We have a kind of Stockholm syndrome, right? Where we're like, oh, come on, it's not so bad, is it? These systems aren't totally meant to control and enslave us, are they? And when we zoom out to the Law of One lens, Ra's like, yeah, they are, bro. That's all they're meant for. But you're just used to it, so you don't notice it, right? So it's nothing against you. You just, it requires a certain level of awareness to become aware of the fact that something feels off here, right? The fact that anyone can kick down my door and take away my property and haul me to jail feels intuitively wrong. Like, that's not the way God created the universe to be. So why is that happening everywhere, right? Why do we see that happening? And that's because we live on a planet that is maybe not as much of an open slavery planet as it used to be, but it's still completely a slave planet in a silent, secretive way. And that's what's called the legal fiction. And when this started to come through, I started studying it, and man, this feels like it's holding the key to humanity's liberation, but I don't understand it yet. So I had to study trust law, commerce law, common law for the last year and a half. And just in the last 6 months, it's really started to click in a way that I'm like, oh, this is so simple. It's so simple to explain this. And so I'm gonna be doing more videos on my YouTube channel on this, because you guys are gonna especially freak out over the amazing spiritual parallels to common law and enlightenment. They are identical mirrors to one another, meaning the way you get free from the system, the debt slave matrix, as I call it, is the exact same way we get free from ego. We know who we are, we abide as who we are, and we refuse to agree with any illusions of what we're not. We have to understand the illusions that have been created by the service to self polarity on this planet. And the service to self polarity in our mind is the ego. And it uses the exact same tricks. It has the exact same strategies, literally to a T. It's a perfect fractal. So if you understand how ego works, which all of you in this course obviously do, because you've taken Master Your Mind and whatnot, and you've probably listened to me talk about ego for years, then all you need to do is apply that to the corporate systems that are in charge of everything in the world, and you have a perfect understanding of what their strategies are and what their goals are. And then not participating in that system is actually really, really easy. The problem is they're getting everyone because nobody knows who they are, right? They think that they are a fiction, a name, a all capitals name, right? And they think that there is such a thing as hierarchy. Like, almost nobody even questions, for example, when you get a letter in the mail from a debt collector or the IRS or a court summoning you, right? And it's like, you have to do this, you need to pay this, you've got to do this. Almost nobody even questions, hey, who the hell is this? And why do they think they have the right to tell me I have to do anything? Did I make an agreement with this person? Do we have a contract? Do we have an understanding? Have I done harm to them? If I don't have an agreement with them to pay them something and I've done them no harm, they have no jurisdiction or right to ask me for something. But because nobody knows that and knows how to express that in law terminology, we just think we have to pay whatever anyone says, blah, blah, blah. In the same way that if I don't know that I am the source, then I think I have to give attention to every thought in my mind, right? I think I have to believe in every story my ego gives me. I have to believe in every false idea of who I am, and I have to give all my energy to it. So the debt slave system runs on money, which is power ultimately. Money is, everything is business. If you watch the video, I said this many times, and we'll continue to emphasize this. Literally everything we know, from the very government itself to our court system, our city police, state police, banking systems, like everything you can think of, FBI, FDA, WHO, CDC, none of these are governmental or federal agencies. All of them, without one single exception, are for-profit commercial private businesses. Literally, their bylaws state that their purpose for existing is to make profit, not to enforce law, not to protect humanity, but to make profit. And they do that by pretending to be the FBI, the government, a court, a police station. And then they trick you through disguising the language into something called legalese. They trick you into constantly agreeing to verbal contracts with them. For example, I always use this one because it's the easiest to understand. When you get pulled over by a police officer, one of the first things they'll say is, do you understand? Or usually they'll say, do you understand why I pulled you over? And that's a legalese term in Black's Law Dictionary, that to understand means to stand under, meaning I'm giving you authority over me. So what they're really asking you is, do you give me authority over you, or do you stand under my authority? And if you say, yes, I understand, you think that you're saying, I comprehend the last sentence you just spoke, right? And you're really saying, yes, I give you authority over me. And in God's law, no one has authority over anybody. All are created equal. All are the one creator. And Ra emphasizes this over and over again. And so the service to self polarity will sneak its way in and try to corrupt oneness by making hierarchies, right? And if we don't know that, we don't have the awareness to see that, we'll just be doing it all day long in every kind of interaction we have. We're constantly outsourcing our power. So the more in tune we get with who we are as a divine, sovereign, free being, whose free agency is not up for grabs or debate, then these interactions start to feel weird. You know, just driving down the road, I'm going 5 miles an hour over some arbitrary speed limit that someone that I'm not decided would put on the road. And then I get pulled over by some guy who I don't pay money to enforce laws. Like, he tells me what I can or can't do. I've done no harm to anyone. And something feels off about this. It feels like there's something shady going on. Well, there is. They're trying to get you into that system, the legal system, so that you become a constant profiting opportunity for them. You'll pay whatever bills they say, you'll pay whatever taxes they say, you'll go to court, you'll profess to be that legal fiction who they can imprison and fine and jail and do all this stuff to. And then once you're in jail, they'll make a bond out of you and trade it on the black stock market and make millions of dollars off of your jail bond. It's all different ways to make money off of you, right? And in the same way, everything ego does, every single movement of the ego in our mind is for the one sole purpose to take our money, which is our attention, right? Your attention is what feeds the ego. So what we're doing is we're doing the exact same thing we're doing in the 3D physical world. We are agreeing to all of these verbal contracts with the ego without knowing it. We're agreeing, oh yes, I am a separate self. Oh yes, I am definitely lacking. I'm definitely finite. I'm definitely not one with this or that person. And every little thought we agree with that's not based in absolute oneness is like a contract we sign that gives ego power over us. And then we wonder why we suffer and we feel depressed and angry and stressed out. Well, you literally signed a contract with ego. Yes, you may punish me if I violate the terms of this contract, right? If I believe that I'm one with source or one with anyone, well, that's a violation of the belief in lack, yeah? So I have to feel negative when that happens because I made this agreement with my ego. So in the same way we correct our status in the political realm, we correct our status in our awareness, right? We have to know who we are and stand strongly and firmly on that knowledge. In the same way that if I go to court, they're going to automatically assume I'm there to represent the ego, the legal fiction, the all capitals names that was made at my birth by the Federal Reserve, right? And so I have to go into that court and immediately correct my status before I do anything else. Say, I am not this all capitals names, Aaron Scott Abke. I am here by special divine appearance as a man named Aaron Scott of the House of Abke. And I have my express trust that shows in documentation that I am not this legal fiction, but I am in fact a free man. And then I've taken myself out of their jurisdiction. They don't have any right to imprison me. They have no rights to fine me. And in fact, the court becomes my court. So I know this is a lot, but I'm just trying to give you some examples of the spiritual parallels to common law. Common law is God's law. It's the perfect law system that basically just says all people are created equal under God. And so everyone has full right to free agency. I mean, you can live how you want, you can believe whatever you want, and nobody has any right to infringe on your ability to do that. The only exception is unless you do harm to someone else. If I cause harm to someone else, meaning like physical harm to their person or to their property in some way, then I have to make remedy for that wrong, which means me and that person will be like responsible, loving adults. We'll have a conversation where I'll apologize for doing harm. They'll let me know what harm they think I did. I'll apologize and say, how can we make remedy? And they'll say, well, you know, pay for my car and we'll be good to go. And we never have to go to court and outsource our power to a corrupt system to solve our differences. We can do it mano y mano, right? Isn't that the exact same way we're supposed to be spiritually with one another? Jesus said this too, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. And if you've done something to harm your neighbor, then go to them and apologize and ask for their forgiveness. The whole Course of Miracles is about forgiveness, which is really the undoing of those contracts we've signed with ego, that I am a separate self. I am the ego. I am the all capitals names, right? It is the exact same thing. So I'm getting long-winded here because this is such a passion of mine, but the reason I got it so obsessed with this subject is because Source kind of showed me like this is the ultimate key to humanity's freedom, and it cannot come without the spiritual connotations, right? And this is what pretty much everybody in common law will say, is that if you don't get the spiritual dimension of this, you'll never get the legal dimension of it either, because it's all based on confusing you about who you are and then taking advantage of your confusion. So first you have to know who you are and be convicted of who you are, right? Not just as a concept, but you have to feel it in yourself to a certain level of empowerment where you're ready to be responsible. You're ready to run your own life and not give all your power away to other systems that want to take advantage of you. We do the exact same thing in our awareness with ego and with transcending the old thought systems, the three beliefs we talk about. Those three beliefs are like the only real three contracts we're ever signing with ego. And even though it may seem like it's about something else, we know, right? We've studied this in this curriculum. The underline I sign on is, I am lacking. My happiness depends on outcomes, or I'm in control. That's ultimately the only three different agreements ego wants to get us in. And then we give ego jurisdiction to yank us around and make us stress out and suffer, right? When I was able to see the full picture of all of us are wrongly identified with a fake self that literally doesn't exist, and yet we're acting as that fake self and being severely punished and controlled by that, just like we are in our mind, it became clear to me that I can't be double-minded in this. I can't teach self-realization and freedom from ego and then be a complete slave to my fictional ego into a fake system that doesn't exist and isn't based in real law or righteousness. So it became very, you know, clear to me that I need to correct my status externally, let's say, just like I do internally, because it's a perfect reflection. And if I'm going to teach humanity how to do this, I have to lead by example. And Jesus said, whoever abides in me will bear much fruit. It's that word abide to me that has all the power in it. Abide in Christ, the Christ nature, like a fruit abides in the vine, and the vine abides in the branch or the tree. So the absolute, the Father, Brahman, the source, the one infinite creator, that's the tree, that's the branch. The vine is the aspect of the tree that comes into manifestation, right? The word made flesh, the Christ. And then we, the person, the separate self, the personality, the character, have to abide in that vine of the Christ self, the word made flesh, like Jesus did. And if we do, we bear much fruit, meaning abundance will demonstrate itself in our life. Health, happiness, wholeness will demonstrate itself in our life. So this is why Jesus said, seek first the kingdom and all these things will be added to you, because then you're like a fruit abiding in the vine, right? The fruit of itself has no resources. It is being delivered the resources from the vine and then from the tree. Psalm 91 says, whoever dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest under the shelter of the Almighty. So it's this constant affirmation in scripture and in all religious scriptures that if we abide as the real self, if we lift our awareness to heaven and abide there in truth alone, where only God's reality exists, and we see everything from God's eyes, we abide like that, abundance, health, all of these things happen as a result, just like fruit happens as a result of abiding in the vine. Hey everyone, thank you for watching today's video. I hope that you were truly blessed by it. And I wanted to let you know that I'm really excited to now be partnering with an amazing conscious supplement company called Organifi. A lot of you know that I'm also passionate about holistic health and nutrition, and Organifi has been a staple in my daily health routine for a very long time. They make the most delicious, organic, and high-quality superfood products that I've ever come across. And as you know, a healthy body is a great benefit for spiritual growth.
because the health of your body directly translates to the health of your mind. Everything is connected. So feeding your body with high vibrational superfoods straight from the earth is one of the best ways to create that environment for a healthy mind. But getting all the superfoods that your body needs in one day can admittedly be a little bit tough. And that is where Organifi can add a ton of value to your life. I personally start every day off with green, which is Organifi's really delicious blend of 11 superfoods like ashwagandha, chlorella, and moringa. And then in the middle of the day, I'll usually have a scoop of red, which is a delicious energy blend full of 13 adaptogens and antioxidants from berries to recharge your mind and body with a delicious blend of organic superfoods. Your body is an amazing organic machine, but it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. And red is full of adaptogens sourced from organic herbs and medicinal mushrooms. And these are compounds that balance hormones, prime your energy pathways, and alleviate stress. So instead of crushing your adrenal system with huge doses of caffeine every day, adaptogens work with your body and give you natural, sustained energy all throughout the day. What's most important to me though about Organifi is the way that they go above and beyond to ensure the cleanest and purest ingredients in all of their products. They are USDA certified organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, certified glyphosate-free, and absolutely zero fillers. So I never go anywhere without Organifi and I never miss a day without taking it. And Organifi is offering a super generous discount of 20% off of your entire order when you use the coupon code ABKEY at checkout. So if you want to upgrade your health regimen with Organifi, you can click on the link in the description box below to learn more about all the amazing products that they offer. And I promise you that your mind and your body are going to thank you for it.